Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to read to you a few verses from the Bible, words of warning, words of invitation, and words of life. Hear the words of the Gospel of Mark, words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ, words of glorious invitation, but words that we need to listen to, words of great importance, great vitality for us. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it." Oh, friends, don't you know the cost of living a godless, careless life? A life lived for self. A life lived just for the senses. Don't you see the awful harm that comes to the spirit that lives just for the senses? Just for the here and now. What a big mistake not to know the way of life. Not to know the way of grace. Not to know the gift of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. That promised servant of God, sent and prophesied and foreseen long before he came by the Hebrew prophets. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the way of life. There is the way of mercy. There is the way of washing and power. But oh, friends, what fools we are by nature. We're content to seize the wrapping and despise the gift, to turn away from God's highest kindness and goodness, and not to know his grace and his kindness. Christ said this, "What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Oh, friends, you might gain everything you desire, chase after the things for which you aspire, and yet end up going to hell, in judgment, in banishment from God. What a big mistake, friends, not to know the gift of God and the gift of mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again, the words of Saviour, he said this, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Oh, friends, what a great, great harm, what a great danger, not to know the way of reconciliation to the Most High God, not to know that we're under his anger, under his indignation, under his curse, as children of disobedience by nature, till we come to the cross, till we come to the Saviour. Let me ask you this afternoon, friends, how are you going to spend this holiday weekend? How are you going to spend your time? Are you going to sow to the flesh and reap corruption, or sow to the Spirit and reap everlasting life? What shall a man gain if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Oh, friends, what is the benefit of a godless, careless life if you don't know the way of wisdom, the way of peace, the way of grace, the way of reconciliation to the Father through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? In him and in him alone is the way of life. Don't you hear the words of the Saviour? He says, "The way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it." In Christ is the way of life. In Christ is the way of mercy. Seek it while he may be found. Don't throw away your spirit. Don't throw away your eternal opportunities. Seek him while he may be found. And again, Christ goes on to say this, "Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, of him the Son of Man shall be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Oh, friends, what a shame to live godlessly and carelessly, not to know the way of conscience, not to know the way of peace, not to know the way of a clean heart and a clear conscience. Seek life while it may be found. Why throw away your spirit? Why harden your heart? Why sear your conscience? Why prepare yourselves for the day of wrath, the day of judgment, day by day, storing up for yourselves treasures for the day of wrath? Friends, we need to wake up to wisdom. We need to wake up to his grace and his mercy. In the Lord Jesus Christ, by the cross, there are open wounds, an open fountain for sin and for uncleanness. No excuse to live sinfully. No excuse to live a life of godlessness and carelessness when the opportunity to find grace and mercy still abounds. In the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Messiah, that one promised and foretold by the prophets long before he came, There is the gift of God. There is the mercy of God to us. But ah, friends, what fools we are by nature. So blind to our own sinfulness. So blind to our own uncleanness and wickedness. So foolish in things that matter most of all. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, friends, you can gain all a world of pleasures and lose your own spirit, lose your own conscience, lose your own principles and your own integrity. Where is the benefit? Where is the gain from living carnally and sensually? Where is the benefit, friends, of living against God, against His laws, against His judgments? Where is the benefit of making God your enemy? If you don't know the way of peace, don't know His grace and His power to wash and to cleanse, seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, don't throw away your eternal spirit. Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. Again, the words of the Saviour, He says this. Therefore He said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this sinful and adulterous generation. How does Christ diagnose His own generation? How does He see it, friends? He labelled it with one great label, adulterous. And so it is with our own generation, breaking the great commandment, the great seventh commandment. What is the benefit of sex outside of marriage? A few moments of pleasure and eternal ruin, eternal shipwreck, eternal destruction, eternal indignation from God. Oh, friends, wake up to wisdom before it's too late. Wake up to righteousness before it's too late. Seek His grace and His mercy and His power. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the way of return. There is the way of washing. There is the way of power. There is an open fountain for sin and uncleanness, as was spoken by the prophet centuries before He came. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is that great Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But our friends, by nature, how careless we are, how watchless, how foolish. We allow Satan to dupe us and take away the best years of our lives, to make us his puppets, to follow the mood music of this present age, to follow the broad way that leads to destruction. Seek life, seek mercy, seek a clear conscience. Oh, friends, turn away from that which will ruin you and destroy you. Go to the cross, go to the Messiah. In Him and in Him alone is the way of peace and the way of grace. Seek Him, friends, while He may be found. Again, the words of the Saviour, He said this, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Oh, friends, what are you doing with those spiritual gifts, those spiritual opportunities? What have you done with the scriptures on your bookshelf? What have you done with the opportunity to go to a Bible-believing church? What have you done with your sins and your uncleanness? What have you done, friends, with the riches and the blessings and the opportunities God has given you? Thrown it away? Despised it? What a big mistake, friends. Wake up to His grace. In the Lord Jesus Christ is a welcome call, a homecoming call, to mercy, to holiness, to purity. God doesn't want us to go to some distant place of pilgrimage. He wants to make a dwelling in our own hearts. He wants to make our homes, our own hearts, a temple of His Holy Spirit. He wants purity within. He wants the truth in the inward being. But our friends, we prefer a lie. By nature, we prefer darkness. We hold a deceit in our right hands. I wonder, friends, how many there are here this afternoon, and you've swallowed Richard Dawkins' hook, line and sinker. Oh, friends, wake up to the evidence. Look at the data a little more carefully. Do you really think the cosmos came into being by a big bang? Don't you hear the warnings of the scriptures? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, friends, how carelessly we deal with the most important matters of all. So scrupulous with health, so scrupulous with our homes and cars, so reckless with the soul, so reckless with the conscience, so reckless with purity, spiritual purity, so reckless with the things that matter most of all, the things that carry on into eternity. Oh, friends, don't sow to the flesh. Don't sow a carnal harvest. Wake up to righteousness and to wisdom. Seek His grace. Why will you die? Why will you die? What is this death wish that takes hold of us by nature? To chase after the things of the flesh. Not to know His grace and His kindness and His mercy and His power. In Christ is the way of return. In the Lord Jesus the Messiah, there is the open fountain for sin and uncleanness. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, don't harden your hearts. Don't Blind your eyes, seek his wisdom and his grace before it's too late. I'd like to read to you words of the Gospel of John, words of the Saviour, where he said this: you must be born again. There is no religious experience that will avail in the sight of God except the death and resurrection to new life. You can't turn over a new leaf. No good friends chasing after religious rituals and ceremonies. He wants true life within. He wants a life of purity. He wants a life of holiness within us. He wants to take away the wreckage, the shipwreck of our own hearts and lives in Christ. There is the way of return. Oh, friends, who is it who came to bring us that new birth from above? Who is it who came to make us a new creature? Who is it who came to take away the shipwreck of the old life and of the old ways? The Lord Jesus Christ, by his death, by his resurrection, he is the Lord of life. Where is Muhammad? Where is Confucius? Where is Buddha? All of them dead in the graves, waiting for their judgments. Christ is the Lord of death and the Lord of life, spoken of by the Hebrew prophets centuries before he came. In Christ is the Lord of time and the Lord of eternity, the very incarnate Word of God. Unveiled the glory and the majesty of the Father. In Christ is the way of return. Oh, friends, don't mess with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't take his name vainly. Don't re-crucify him to yourselves afresh. Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. In the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, there spoken of by the Hebrew prophets, for example by the prophet Daniel in chapter 9, spoken of as cut off. Strange words. Why should the Messiah, the Prince of Life, be cut off for sin? Because he bore it not for himself, but for those who come to him, for those who seek him. Oh, friends, and that prophecy limits the time when the Messiah will be cut off. It speaks about the destruction of the Second Temple. It speaks about Daniel's yearning to see the Second Temple reconstructed and how it would be demolished by the Roman Empire. But it speaks of how the Messiah must die before the destruction of the Second Temple. Oh, friends, get real. Search out the evidence for yourselves. Examine the data. Don't listen to the propaganda of fools. Wake up to wisdom. Wake up to life. Examine the details for yourselves. Seek life before it escapes your fingertips. In the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Messiah, Yeshua the Messiah, there is peace. There is solid grace. There is forgiveness for our sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, friends, doesn't matter what you've done, who you've been, how vile your life has been, go to Christ for washing. In him is an open fountain to cleanse us, to purify us from within. In Christ is the friend of sinners, to wash us, to cleanse us, to bless us. Oh, friends, what love and kindness there is in the Son of God, one who died for sinners, those who cursed him, those who persecuted him, those who nailed him to the cross. How did he react? Did he react with anger, with malice? Even at the time of his crucifixion, he prayed for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In Christ is the fountain of benevolence. But our friends, at the cross we see two things: an invitation to life and a warning of the penalty of sin. A warning of the penalty of an unwashed heart. In Christ, if ever you would see it, there is the anger of God most plainly revealed. Look again. Why did Christ cry out in the middle of the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? If sin is something to be brushed under the carpet and dealt with lightly, why did it take the blood of the Son of God to wash it away? In Christ, there is the fountain to bless us, to change us, and to deal with us graciously, if we humble ourselves and seek him. Oh, friends, in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus, there is the great foundation stone, the one rejected by the builders, and yet made the headstone of the corner. Seek him while he may be found. Go to him for life. Oh, friends, what are you doing with your hearts? What are you doing with your spirits? What are you doing with your conscience? You don't know the way of peace and the way of grace. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said this: God so loved the world but he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why should God love this world? Think of it, friends. What reason can you give that God should love this vile, wretched and rebellious world, steeped in depravity, steeped in wickedness and selfishness? To God, this generation is abominable, weak, frail, and unclean. But ah, friends, what patience, what kindness he's shown toward us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, friends, look again at the cross. Look again at the Lord Jesus Christ, that glorious Messiah, that Prince of Life, that Prince of Death. In him is the way of escape. In him is the way of shelter from the anger to come, from the judgment to come. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is still near. In him, and in, please take this, in him, and in him alone is the mercy and the grace of the Lord God. Again, the words of the Lord Jesus, he said this: he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he believed not in the Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that men loved darkness rather than light. What a strange indictment. What a strange verdict. Men preferred a lie. Men preferred an excuse. Men preferred falsehood to the truth, rather than acknowledge their own sinfulness, rather than acknowledge their own real spiritual need, rather than acknowledge the great bankruptcy of their spirits. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ began the Beatitudes with those glorious words: blessed are those who are poor in spirit, who know their own bankruptcy, who know their own... In Christ, there are rents worth. Go to Christ. He is the Savior. He is the one who helps you and bless you. In him and in him alone is the way of relief. Again, friends, here are the words of the Savior. He said this: this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men prefer darkness rather than light. Any excuse will do. If only you sought him, if only you tested him, if only you examined his words. My friend, I'm not going to joke with you. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the way of return. There is the way of blessing. Oh, friends, Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. In him is the power to change an unclean heart, to wash us, to bless us, to change us. In Christ is the power of resurrection. He doesn't want to leave us in the cesspool of sin. He doesn't want to leave us in the drudgery of an unclean spirit. He doesn't want to leave us chained up in the chains of sin. He wants to release us, and to bless us, and to deliver us into righteousness, into obedience. Oh, friends, what is salvation? Salvation is deliverance into holiness, deliverance into his mercy, deliverance into his power. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the power to write his law in our inward being, to make with us a new covenant, to make his own Holy Spirit dwell within us. Seek him while he may be found. Don't you hear the words of the Christ? He said this: the way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it. But our friends, how important it is to seek these things out, to test them, to examine them, to search them with your own minds and spirits. In Christ is the way of return. In the Messiah, there are the wounds which bring us back into the Father, the wounded healer with power to bless us and to strengthen us. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is still near. I'd like to read to you two friends.
From those regents. They have very powerful words.
I wish they were a lot more powerful.
How long do you speak?
Usually about half an hour. I mean,
oh, thank God.
I come from London, yeah.
How did you fall into this?
I was an atheist for a long time.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you reborn Christian?
Yes.
Why?
Because Christ is real.
But how did you come to that conclusion?
By sifting and searching. I mean, my family are atheists as well. My brother's actually around, so the other side.
He's where?
He's still in much the same position as the rest
did
of my family.
Did he reborn also?
No.
You are. You took someone as your savior.
Christ.
Right, as your savior. Once you admit that, then you're reborn. So
I mean, it comes from the word for anointed. It means one who is anointed. Al-Mashiach.
I'm Jewish.
Yes.
applies to me too.
Yes, HaMashiach.
There's only one Christ.
Yehoshua HaMashiach.
You agree that Jesus is God, His Son, Jesus?
Have you read Psalm 2?
No.
Have you read Proverbs 30?
No.
They're both in the Tanakh.
No, I know. I'm not a good Jew. I like the holidays.
Yeah. Not the hard work.
Be well. Very nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
It was a very nice work.
My name is Charles.
Greg. Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Greg.
Greg.
Yeah, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Be good.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to read to you briefly a prophecy of the Hebrew prophets speaking of the Messiah centuries before he came. Hear the words of Zechariah. He said this: in that day there should be great mourning in Jerusalem, as in the morning of Hadadrimmon in the valley of Megiddo, and the land shall mourn. And what are they mourning, friends? Here is what they say: I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Oh, friends, who is the prophet speaking of? 500 years before his birth, he speaks to the pierced one, the one who came to be wounded, the one who came in order to reconcile, the one who came in order to bring us back into the presence of the Father. The Lamb of God, the Messiah, the great Lamb, brought back from the dead in order to overcome sin. In the Lord Jesus, in Yeshua and Messiah, in Him is life. Oh, friends, what are you doing sowing to the flesh? What are you doing with a godless heart? What are you doing chasing after the things that you can see and touch and feel, not knowing the eternal things, not knowing the unseen things that endure? Wake up to righteousness. Wake up to wisdom. Nothing is more precious than the fear of God, to understand His ways, to understand His purpose and His will. And yet, friends, here you are, throwing away your best years, throwing away your best life, throwing away your best opportunities. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, why live the life of a puppet? Why live the life of a slave? Why live bound over to sinful habits? Why live over, friends, carried away by the flow, going down the broad path that leads to destruction? Seek His grace. Seek His wisdom. Seek His life before it's too late. In the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, there is the mercy of God spoken of by the Hebrew prophets centuries before He came. And here is one of the clearest. He says this: they shall mourn for me whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him, as one mourns for an only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Oh, friends, here is the promise of grace to the Jews, to that hard-hearted nation, in the days when the nations come against Jerusalem. Here is the promise of grace and life and mercy and power. Seek Him while He may be found. Go to Him for washing and for cleansing. What is the exchange you're working, friends? What is the price you're paying for sin? What is the exchange, the awful exchange you're working out in your spirit, if you don't know the gift of God? If you don't know His Son, the Saviour, the Lord Jesus, in Him is the way of return. And again, the prophet goes on to say these wonderful words: in that day there shall be open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem a fountain for sin and for uncleanness. Where will we go, friends, to wash away our sin? Will you go to a Roman priest, a paedophile perhaps, or one who protects paedophiles? Will you go to a Muslim imam? Oh, friends, such men are subject to their own sins. Such men are bound over to their own sins. Where will you go for washing, for cleansing from sin? There's only one place which avails. Only one place where you can get real with God: in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him, and in Him alone, is the mercy and the power of the living God. Here again is the promise: in that day there shall be a fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Why, friends, would you want to remain dirty? Why would you want to remain unwashed? Why would you want to have a filthy heart and a filthy tongue and an unclean conscience? Go to the fountain. Go to the fountain of life, the risen Son of God. In Him, and in Him alone, is mercy and washing and cleansing. He is the fountain of holiness. He is the fountain of power. He is the fountain of cleansing. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, He welcomes us with open arms. Doesn't matter what you've been. The vilest sinner in New York can go to that fountain and wash and be cleansed. Doesn't matter how hard, how foolish, how depraved your life has been. Go to the fountain and in him wash and be clean. In Christ, in the Messiah, there is the way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There is the way of life, the way of light from the maze, the labyrinth of our own selfishness and uncleanness. Seek him while he may be found and go to him for mercy and for grace. For his sake, amen.